Minutes from the last meeting, which were essentially that we had decided on roles for each of you. However, there are some changes that I've got from on high that are a bit, well, what I didn't actually realize it was that the this is for a specific television. So the all-in-one idea goes out the window, and they require that the, well, actually, I'll get to that, I just see it's point number four, and we'll get what you've got, and then we can see what we can adapt from it. So, presentations, were you, anybody got, raring to go?
Yeah.
Raring to go? Okay, good stuff. I need to plug you in. Just a guy.
Do you want me to hold?
Just screw one in. Gonna have to swap them around, so. Was function F8. That's the blue one. Blue one F8. Should do it. Go.
Yeah. Me again, Raj, as a marketing expert. As we have decided in the last meeting that I have to find out.
Hold on, sorry.
Yeah, sure.
There you go, and if you just click that, it'll go ahead one at a time.
Actually, sorry, I have to see the others also.
Sorry.
Thank you. Yes, I have to look at the market potential for this product, like consumer likings and everything. What is the potential for this product, and are we able to achieve this, our net profit or our aims or not? Then
press F5 to start it first.
The methodology I adopted to find out all this was market survey. A detailed market survey on consumers was done to find out their likings and dislikings, what they prefer, what they don't prefer, what problems they do encounter in all these type of things. And what we got was, we found that what problems they are having with the current remote controls available in the market. 75% of users, they find it that the remote controls available in the market are ugly. They are not so good looking. So we have to put stress on this. We have to take care of this fact also, like our design should be appropriate, should be good looking for the consumers. And yes, this can definitely put enhance our sales. And even the good thing about this is that 80% of users, they are willing to pay more for these good-looking remote controls also. So even if the available market cost for the available, even if the market cost for the available remote control is less, even then we can sell it at 25 euros, which may seem quite high, but if our looks are, if the remote control we design have a good, better look, better designs, then we can hope that consumers will prefer these remote controls. Then, and the second thing, some companies, they think that they should have more and more functions of the users in their remote controls. But rather than those having more functions in the remote controls, we should emphasize what actually consumers want, what they operate, rather than making it too complicated. Because mostly it has been found that 50% of the users, they use only 10% of the buttons. So there is no fun of having 90% buttons making the remote controls too bulky, too complicated, too expensive. And because I believe that technology is useful only if the consumers they want to use it. Otherwise, there is no fun of having all this type of thing. So this will not only reduce the cost of our remote controls, but it will increase our profit also. So we have to take care of this factor also. And it was function I want to go.
Oh, you want to go back, just escape.
Then if we look at this slide, these are in your shared documents, you can see. So
I was just going to say, what was the question for this, or are you coming on to that?
To look at the market potential, but how we should design our remote controls, what it should be there so as to enhance our profit,
So
enhance
what
our sales.
percentages are
Yeah,
for you?
these are different age group persons. Like, sorry, I can open it in another way.
Speech
Yes.
recognition.
If we look at the cost, whether the consumers they are willing to pay more for speech recognition in a remote control or not, we can find that the up to 35 years age group, we have a very good disliking for this point, like for speech recognition in a remote control. So we can emphasize on this point also, like, because it will definitely enhance our sales in this particular age group from 15 to 35. And I think that most of the users of the TV are belong to this age group. So we
We're
should
also
look.
we're looking at who buys it as well.
Yeah, we can look at that factor also. So yes.
Which I think the 25 to 35 is the usual sort of.
Yeah. So and yes, it is. If we look at this data, what are the problems the consumers are facing with the existing remote controls in the market? They find that 34% of the consumers they find too difficult to operate a remote control. So it should be in such a way that it should be easy to learn how to operate these remote controls, and we should provide proper manuals for its use also, so as that consumers could easily learn. They need not to have any much technical knowledge to see to know how to operate these remote controls. So this is also a very major factor to take into consideration to enhance our profits and sales. So this is all about market potential by me. Yes.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
follow on with Helen, yeah.
Yeah, sure. That's cool.
We have to
Oh, so we do.
Yeah.
Funny games. I don't know if the cable's gonna be long enough. I think I just kicked over or whatever that runs on underneath as
Brian, this one
well. Okay.
Thank you
I
very
can
much,
turn my
Brian.
computer quickly. Okay.
If I was to help.
Okay, and then what do I press F8?
F8.
Function
Function
F8.
F8.
Okay, cool.
Don't come
Oh.
back. Function F8.
Oh, no signal.
There you go.
Computer adjusting.
Okay. Okay, and then how do I press the big one to get it off again?
F5.
F5, and I press that again to get it off. Because what
F5
escape?
and escape will bring it back, and just the left button for advancing.
Okay, so I'm the interface designer, user interface designer, sorry. I'm concerned with what effect the operator should have on the user, and I want to point out the our motto, put the fashion in electronics. So obviously, we as a company, we want to make our products trendy and fashionable. It's a big concern of ours. Okay, and how do I press just the next button?
Just the left.
Okay.
Left mouse.
So I looked at existing designs, and also the information that Raj gave us was very useful about what people like and what people dislike, and what people fashionable, because we said people between 25 and 35
mm-hmm.
were the main buyers of our TV, I think.
Okay.
So what they like and what they find fashionable. And ergonomics research, I don't know, I haven't actually been able to do any of this myself, but maybe that comes up, I don't know.
Can come under
and
arm
the
as well.
Findings, well, that was a basic function, to send messages to the television set. That's what people want to do, so they need to be included. But I've got some pictures here, some leading ones. I don't know how to get some.
If you escape, then you can see your bar.
Oh, okay, cool. I'm going to get my glasses on, so I hope it's this one. These are two leading remote controls at the moment. You know, they're grey. I mean, this one's got loads of buttons. It's hard to tell from here what they actually do. And they don't look very exciting at all. Personally, I prefer this one just because it looks easier to use. It's a bit more sleek with more of this silver stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But there you go, that's what we're up against, and I think we can do much better than that.
We hope so.
Hang on. Okay, sorry. Personal preferences. What I think we need to, I think the ergonomics is quite important.
Particularly if we there was a bit in Raj's about RSI and things as well.
I thought not too edgy and like a box, more kind of handheld, more not as computery and
organic.
Organic, yeah, more organic shape, I think. Simple designs, like the last one we just saw, not too many buttons, and as Raj pointed out, only 10%, 50% of people only use 10% of the buttons. So I think what we can miss out on the buttons, we can make up for in design and how nice it looks.
Okay.
Handheld and portable, I think, is important because TFT have just released, I think, is it a remote control for presentations or
it's like a
big screen anyway. So,
it's on the rebound.
Yes. Anyway, so handheld and portable. And
right.
I thought about other functions for TV, but as you pointed out, people don't actually want that.
And also, the company want to keep it stuck to the TV for to keep down the production time.
Oh, right, okay, sure. And so, the last thing I thought, which I quickly mentioned in the other one, was maybe a bit of a gimmick.
Mm-hmm.
Set us apart from other people, like glow in the dark, which it does already exist, but it's not very widely used, I don't think. Easy finder with a whistle function or something, or rechargeable station because it's a pain when you run out of batteries.
Yeah.
And I think that's it.
That's cool.
Okay.
So I noticed you talked about speech recognition and listening,
mm-hmm.
and I'm just curious now. Have we done any research into how many people can whistle?
Do you have trouble whistling?
I don't, but I know a lot of people do.
Really?
Yeah, I mean, it has to be a certain kind of whistle.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I suppose
yeah.
that's true.
Well,
well I suppose you could have the basically, instead of a whistle, if it's got the voice recognition, you could have it just, you know, where are you?
Yeah.
It's plastic. Much easier thing is just any loud noise, like clapping, shouting.
That's good.
And then would the response be a beep back at you or something?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, let me set this up. So plug it in, press F8. Function F8.
Function F8 for the...
Function F8.
I need to put on the thing. I think
it's just clacking. the industrial designer. My job is to take in input from you guys.
Right.
So it's good you went first. And
I remember that.
As to what are the needs and what kind of novel features we can add to differentiate our product from the others. So Raj told us that consumers are willing to spend more for fancy products. And he also mentioned that the current products don't always match users' operating behavior. A lot of the buttons aren't used. And he mentioned that they're not fun to use. And a novel feature, which we just brought up, is this automatic speech recognition feature or noise detection feature for when you lose your remote, if you have a microphone on it, any noise over a certain threshold, it'll pick up as a distress signal from you, feedback, and say, oh,
but surely that would have to be sort of specific rather than above a threshold, because if you had a loud movie on, you're likely to get it beeping back at you.
Mm-hmm. Well, maybe you could have a that would be a consideration to take into account.
Sorry, didn't mean to derail you there.
Yeah, well, that's the later demo. And then as for the user interface, it should be trendy, and not computery, so more low tech and not too many buttons.
Mm-hmm.
So I took these all into consideration, and also I have some limitations from the boss, right? And practical limitations, which I kind of threw out the window. And so I did a little research, and unfortunately, all I had to work on was our corporate archives of great products we've made before, which include, you know, spacecraft, coffee makers, and bullet trains.
Oh, is that what that is?
Or high speed trains. Right, and having personally worked with all these products, I have a great deal of experience with.
Well, that's cool. If you can build spacecraft, you'll have no problem with a remote control.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, I figured, just put them all together. Get a caffeine powered space shuttle. Transport to your TV, and as for the user interface problem, you know, too many buttons. Give it one button. And it's you know, for the cowboy and all this. I'm not quite sure what the function is there.
Right,
I like
okay.
That design.
Okay. I mean, you could have a, you know.
Is that just switches on the speech recognition and it's entirely speech operated, is it?
So I think I missed the budget thing. It was 50 million euros.
Yeah.
And we got to sell 25 of them.
Yeah. Not a problem.
Ah, no, it's 50 million euros. We've got to. We've got to make profit. So we're making that at 12.5 euros a time.
Well, I guess more realistically then, we need a product that's got some kind of nifty outer case and a cheap plastic. That should be just like a tenth of the price, maybe or less. An energy source, which would probably just be regular batteries.
Okay. Would it be possible to have the rechargeable idea? Is that going to mark up a lot?
Yeah, we could do that too.
That might cost more though, because obviously with batteries, we don't need to provide, well, we provide the first batteries, but it's cheaper.
Yeah.
I mean, if you think about these base stations, though, it's essentially just a lead with a sort of self-connecting brake in it. So
right.
I don't
so
think it would up
the
price that much.
The user interface, the canonical user interface for these would be just a bunch of buttons. But since we're a cutting-edge company, we of course will have alternatives like speech recognition, listening recognition, and rocket power.
Okay.
And lastly, the transmission interface is just an engineering thing. You don't have to worry about.
Okay.
So here's a great schematic that my apprentice designer gave me. As you can see, the remote control have parts, and those parts look like that. And it's got a little operating procedure that looks something like that. And I suppose you all know how it works. because we've all used it. And we wouldn't be in a company designing remote controls if it came out of personal preferences, I think programmable options, which just require a small amount of memory, not volatile memory, just so the user can put in their favorite channels and maybe their preferred volume settings so they can turn it on and stuff less.
And that's a good idea, actually. I like the
programmable
options.
Yeah, me too.
And the bells and whistles that you mentioned, you know, take more budgeting, more technical expenditure of effort, and it's also much more likely to not work with the ad is like.
Okay, thank you very much. I'll take that back. Right, also, so I notice I got not very long before the meeting, so didn't manage to forward it on to you. Let's see, I'll find it myself.
I don't think you can screw it.
Nah. We had that to disinclude teletext because it's become outdated and everybody uses the internet anyway. Oracle would have to say with that, but never mind. It's only for the television, which I'm presuming means it's for a specific television.
Okay.
And instead of colours and sort of colour options, they want corporate colour and slogan somehow implemented in the new design.
Corporate colour?
Yellow. I presume. Everything, all their sort of, you know, the corporate website and everything's yellow. And the logo, the sort of slogan we put the fashion in electronics. I don't know exactly how sort of incorporate, I mean, I guess if you're going for a sort of globular shape, you could kind of have it working its way around it or something. Where am I? Okay, so we have to decide on which functions we're going to actually have. now, we had, as listed options, we had speech recognition, potentially, flat screen interface, LCD interface. We also want to limit the number of buttons, so we'll pretty much take that one as read. We'll use the basic functions for a television, no teletext.
The danger with that is it could look a bit cheap.
Not enough buttons, you mean?
Yeah.
So sort of strike a balance between a few and a...
Mm-hmm.
Or it looks like we're just cutting on the...
on the number of buttons.
I do, however, have this from over my head. That they don't want teletext on it.
Okay, cool.
maybe, Raj, you could find out what people would think about that, or maybe they'll send some information about that, about whether people would require teletext in a remote, teletext option in a remote control attached. So, I take it your position, Arlo, is that the bells and whistles, we've got to come up with a gimmick, but not too complicated a gimmick.
Yeah.
So, I mean, the sort of inkling I'm getting from little bits of web chatter that I'm getting sent is that they're quite interested in a TFT display, interactive display. However, that does sound a bit like the more complicated design that Raj. Said people didn't like.
Mm-hmm.
Although I guess if there's a sort of, if you think about standard interfaces that people use already, sort of Windows style drop down menus or whatever, I think maybe that's a bit going a bit far, but you know, like in a basic sense, that you could have your basic selection of buttons, and if you hit a sort of menu at the top, you have it goes to a different selection of buttons,
yeah.
So it keeps it simple.
Yeah.
Glow in the dark, is that sort of with a light inside it, or is it sort of glow in the dark material?
Glow in the dark material.
Okay.
So I guess that would be too
fun.
Yeah.
May I say something about this?
Yeah.
Actually, I think it's really, really very important point. If we look at the market, because people, 50% people, they find that the remote controls are often lost somewhere in the room.
But in loft.
Yeah,
lost,
are lost, and means they forget where they have kept the remote control last time.
Mm-hmm.
But if we add speech recognition as well as glow in the dark, and both these factors will help them locating their remote control. Like if they come and speak something and the remote control replies to something, and it glows in the dark, both these factors, both these points will help them to locate the
That's
where
cool.
they have kept this remote control.
That's
and
cool.
this will definitely enhance our market sales. So we should take it into consideration also.
Okay, cool. Speech recognition, I take it. I know of no products that use speech recognition well.
Like 2 years ago that had some basic speech recognition on it. You could program it with different channels and then just say BBC One.
Really?
Yeah, it didn't work very well though because of this noise interference problem.
Mm-hmm.
They mentioned, you know, the television says you're listening to BBC One.
Yeah. Or an advert for BBC Two on BBC One will switch the channel for you, kind of thing.
Right. And so there's a lot of us who'd be watching the TV and then all of a sudden it'd pick up the noise and turn it off, or, you know, turn the volume off or something. But if you can work around that noise problem.
Uh-huh.
Well, what about, this might get a bit too expensive actually, but what about something that's built into the TV that you can press and it'll send out a little signal, you know, like the ones that we can't hear? Or
yeah, that's a good idea.
That will activate the remote control start speech.
So like a kind of backwards remote from the
tele.
Yeah. And then you do just, you know, subtractive kind of cancellation of the noise. What you could do then would be you have a remote control by the TV speaker, or not remote, I'm sorry, a microphone by the TV speaker, and transmit it there, it sends back to your remote, because you can't expect the television manufacturers to put that feature into it.
Yeah, that's the only thing.
Yeah, then you have like a little separate module.
That we just stick on, yeah.
That comes with the remote control.
Right,
yeah.
And the remote control will know
and that's
what's being produced by
sort of basic RF kind
right.
of
mm-hmm.
frequencies, so it'll be cheap.
Right. Yeah, that's certainly possible. Then another thing is about this losing the remote, trying to find it again. If you do have this sort of speech interface to it, you don't even need to find it. You just say, you know, whatever you want the remote for, you know, to change a channel or to turn the TV on and off, you just shout your command to it and it'll do it for you if it's within, you know, within hearing range.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it could be somewhere in the room that you have no idea where it is and it's slowly its job.
That could also be built into the TV though, which might make our remote control a bit obsolete.
Yeah.
Well,
I'd do us out of a job. Okay. I liked the whole sort of remote feedback thing. So I think rather than, and that also kind of takes out the speech recognition in terms of the interference and it not working very well and things like that. So
and
the expense and the time. So I think if we're going to go, well, I mean, like the thing about the problem with the TFT or the LCD kind of thing is if you're also wanting the kind of organic, globby sort of feeling to it, then you might have trouble incorporating the screen.
Mm.
But I guess not. I think we'll just pretend that's not a problem. And how are you about the glow in the dark material? Is that
maybe not even all of it, because we said colours and fashion were important. So maybe just like a little line that's kind of around the outside, and then you can make the rest
contrast.
Yeah, wow. The material is cheap, but it's just the glow in the dark material needs some light to charge it. You know?
Yeah. Okay. So if it's down, it's
dark,
it, yeah. or if it's down under the couch cushions, which is where I usually find mine. Okay, well we can still use the glow in the dark as a gimmick, essentially.
Yeah.
If we're gonna have the logo on as well, a bright yellow logo in our slogan. Then, you know, they're gonna be fairly brightly coloured anyway. And you can have sort of a trimming as well of the glow in the dark material just as a gimmickiness.
Yeah, that more than finding it, that was more like, you know, if you're watching a film in the dark.
Mm-hmm.
You can still see the remote control.
All right, so
that
was more if we're going to go with the idea of a feedback sort of remote finder, then that kind of stuffs that one out. Then, do you think? Makes it fairly unnecessary then.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So scratch that. So we've got, do we want to go with the TFT idea, or the, is that far too expensive? I think the sort of finder things, I mean, it's, I could probably write the circuit diagram for that myself.
I think our consideration too is that these remotes get a green slot and they throw them out. There's a good chance that the TFT screen will break.
Mm-hmm.
So is
okay.
That one of our definite requirements that they want?
No, I mean, that was going on Raj's sort of marketing research, I guess. So we'll stick with sort of programmability for the buttons that we do have. So that's sort of included in your sub-module kind of stuff. You were finding out about teletext. If you could find out...
Teletext speech recognition?
I think we're going to scratch the speech recognition as a bit of a expensive... No?
Oh no, it's much cheaper than TFT. It's just a microphone. All
right, okay.
Some integrated circuits.
Is it not
and
the circuits that cost?
Like a speech recognition system.
All right, okay. Well, that kind of takes back the RF, the RF remote sort of idea as well. Five minutes. Okay. Decisions. Votes. Let's vote. Who wants TFT? No one does. Excellent. So we're going with speech recognition, yeah? Speech recognition, limited buttons, organic design. And what else was I thinking of that I haven't written down and therefore fallen out of my head? Programmability.
Glowing dark?
Okay, and also integrating the, remember to integrate the logo and the slogan. Okay, so, can you put all these reports in the project documents folder if they're not already in there as well? So it just helps me
yeah.
summarize.
Sure.
And I'll put any, I'm putting anything I do in there anyway, so.
And where is it, sorry?
Project documents on,
when you
AMI scenario controller.
On your desk. So go save as.
Oh,
no.
User can share document?
And then hit that little folder up thing.
Where am I?
Project
documents. Yeah, it's on your desktop as well. And I will sort of getting strings of information. I'll try and forward any specific to anybody in particular as soon as I get them now, rather than I was about to sort of tell you about the changes before the meeting and then the meeting turned up. So.
Did you get my email?
I did, yeah. So.
What I thought as well about the material is maybe not this kind of material, maybe more like this kind of rubber material is a bit more bouncy, like these ever get chopped around a lot. A bit more durable. That can also be ergonomic and it kind of feels a bit different from all other remote controls. The rubber.
More sort of flesh-like than plasticky, sort of.
But we have to take care. Like, but we have to take care about children also. If they miss, if children catch hold of you, or if they chew it, it shouldn't be too harmful. So whatever material we use.
Oh no, ethics. That's going to cost us money. Yeah.
The safety point of view also.
Okay, safety.
I think with the more organic shape of it, it won't be as won't just have many sharp corners and that, so that's something good. I don't know.
Smells good for children.
We are completely out of the box and make a thing. A big red ball, foam ball. There's no buttons at all, it's always on and you just yell at it.
That's
cool. Yeah, it's gonna have to it's gonna be out of a big yellow.
Yeah, so the colour doesn't have to be all yellow.
Please, God, no. Well, I wouldn't, I mean, my reaction to an all yellow remote control wouldn't be anything other than horror, so
yeah.
I think just having it
small
surrounding
logo
the logo.
With the like, small yellow strip or yellow square with a logo in it?
Yeah.
Okay. Cool.
I'll see if I can argue with the boss about putting the. What is it? We put fashion into. Oops, it's not working. I can't believe I've forgotten our own. We put the fashion in electronics.
Yeah, that's a good one, yeah.
I bet that'll catch on well. Okay, any last worries, queries? Okay. So. I know what you're thinking. Okay then, lunchtime.
That's good.
Okay, that felt a bit more like something with order and reason to it than the last one. This is quite fun, actually.
Wow.
I really don't.
Okay.
Yeah. Wow, you're on your first page. I was just writing really big. I've finished the meeting now. Oh, everybody needs questionnaire. Do, 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 do.